Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen, folks, is already, we've already celebrated her 22nd anniversary. She's in her 23rd year with us. We got her right out of high school. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She's a syndicated columnist. She is pound for pound. Nobody in the galaxy works harder for small business than Karen Kerrigan. She is an amazing force. She's not just a woman leader, thought leader, national thought leader. She's a force of nature. Karen, welcome back.
Jim, so good to be with you today.
Good to have you back.
Obviously a very, very challenging period, but, you know, I always feel better when I'm on the Small Business Advocate Show.
Well, thank you, Karen. We feel the same way. So, Karen, I've been saying for a long time, for a couple of weeks now, I don't know whether to be more afraid of the virus or the pandemic or to be more afraid of our response to it. And you know, are we overreacting? What's hysterical? Where's the leadership? You know, someone once said that the adversity doesn't create character, it reveals it. And I'm asking everybody who listens to my voice and reads my words, I'm asking them to make a note of where you see character, where you see leadership, where you see courage. Make a note of that, and make a note of it also where you see it in absence, where you see it deficient. And remember that. I'm asking people to remember that. What do you think?
Well, they should, absolutely. And I'll just say a couple of things about that. Number one, you know, up on the Hill, I think, you know, we're not seeing leadership. In fact, what we're seeing is outrageous behavior on the part of Democrat leaders in using this latest spending package to push through unrelated, inappropriate, and excessive spending, stopping the needed relief that small business owners need right now. They needed it yesterday. They needed it last week. I think this is absolutely disgusting. But
can we be specific, White House? I want to be specific. I would like for you, since you brought that up.
Let me just finish first,
go ahead.
Jim.
Go ahead.
About where I do see leadership, and then we can talk about that. I see a lot of courage and leadership coming from President Trump, particularly last night. I think in his press conference, what he said was absolutely the words of a leader, that we need to really begin looking at opening up the economy. I mean, I know for some people that's heretical, but he's right, because if we do not allow commerce to continue, people are going to die from that.
That's right.
They're going to have stress.
Families are going to fall apart.
When
small businesses fail, families fail.
Exactly. And he absolutely, the cost-benefit analysis of, you know, sort of the actions right now and continuing those over the long term will be just devastating for individuals and families.
And we can't print enough money to solve those problems on the other side of this.
No, they're not. And but anyway, Jim, so yeah, if you want to talk about the specifics, I'm sorry, I just needed to
I appreciate you saying that very much. Well, I guess what I'm getting at is, and we can continue this in the next segment too, but there's we will get specific in the next segment, but what I want to wrap this segment up with, Karen, is folks, one side of the aisle is saying that there's too many left-wing goodies and have been stuck into this bill that they're putting out there, the CARE Act, to help people with this pandemic problem, including small businesses. And the other side is saying that the Democrats are saying that the Republicans are focusing too much on helping corporations, giving them welfare, et cetera, et cetera. Karen, I got to be honest with you. I don't want either one of those. I don't want left-wing stuff in the package. I don't want corporate America to be able to have a bunch of welfare like happened after 2008. Small businesses got thrown under the bus in 2000. I'm just saying, I agree with both sides. I don't want either one of those. Let's just get the CARE Act out. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim, but you got to understand the corporate piece of this, the large companies, those are not bailouts. Those are loans to some of the industries that we need the most in this country, right, like the airline industry.
I agree. I'm just saying that's how they're arguing, though. They're arguing that you know, but my point is, folks, make sure that when
you know the facts.
When you exactly yeah. that you know what's going on there before you take one side or the other, which Karen will help us with that. We'll have the facts from the person who knows after the break. 20 till, right back with Karen Kerrigan, SBE Council, SBEcouncil.org is the website. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.